This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Security forces in Myanmar deployed armored vehicles in major cities and cut internet access on Monday after protests over this month's coup and the detention of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi drew hundreds of thousands of demonstrators onto the streets. Suu Kyi's detention on charges of illegally importing 6 walkie-talkie radios is due to expire Monday. Police opened fire to disperse protesters at a power plant in northern Myanmar on Sunday. It was the 9th day of demonstrations against the February 1st coup, which saw the detention of the leaders of Suu Kyi's ruling National League for Democracy. Security forces in Myanmar deployed armored vehicles in major cities and cut internet access Monday after those protests. Shortly after midnight, residents in Myanmar reported an internet outage. They said all 4 telecommunications networks were inaccessible from the early hours of Monday morning. UN Special Rapporteur on Myanmar, Tom Andrews, addressed the coup leaders on Twitter. He said, quote, "Attention, generals, you will be held accountable." The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will hold his first event with leaders from the group of 7 nations in a virtual meeting Friday. They're set to discuss the coronavirus pandemic, the world economy, and China. The White House said Biden would focus his remarks on a global response to COVID-19 vaccine and distribution. He's also expected to talk about plans for coping with future outbreaks of disease. Biden has sought to project a message of re-engagement with the world and with global institutions after 4 years of his predecessor Donald Trump's America First mantra.